Precious tritium is the fuel that makes this podcast go. There's only 25 pounds of it on the whole planet.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider...
It seems I've heard that song before.
Call the patent office, copyright the name Green Goblin. I want a quarter every time somebody says it.
That spider freak making me look ridiculous.
Up and away with!
What?
Shazam!
Spider-Man?
Stupid reporters still think puny Parker's Spidey.
Go, Web, go!
We're gonna have a hell of a time.
Hello and a big welcome to Swing Through Spider-Man Episode 6. Today we're covering Issue 6 of The Amazing Spider-Man because we kind of blasted through a few in the last one. As usual, it's me, James Rushton, and again I'm joined by Bradley Hughes. How are you getting on?
All good, mate. Thank you. How are you?
All good, man. I'm really excited to this one. This one got right into it. I mean, I feel bad for skipping over 5 so much, but it was boring and I didn't think I could do it.
So bad.
It wasn't like terrible. It was just like, oh, that was surprising that Dr. Doom has showed up and this is weird and kind of not much happened of note. It was like, you know, one of them side episodes in one of the issues that kind of, it goes into a little side like story or there's a two-parter like that Tinker and he turned into an alien. It was kind of like that, but a whole version of it. And I think we'll have some Spider-Man fans go, oh, it was essential. You can't miss out on that, pals. But, I mean, we might go back to it eventually or something. But, I mean, after seeing the cover of Episode 6, I really wanted to get to it. And knowing what was going
to
be an issue 6.
Get to the meat of it.
Yeah, because you can see it.
To be fair, when we've got like 700 issues to get through, I think sometimes we're going to have to look at the ones that maybe aren't of note and actually just blast through it.
Yeah, we're not like cruising by it without note, but we had to take some executive decisions, I think. And because it was Dr. Doom, it wasn't really a Spider-Man villain. It was just someone who kind of showed up. He's a Fantastic Four guy. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, of course not.
But yeah, man, Episode 6, it's got a lot going on. It's something special, I feel. I certainly enjoyed reading it, man, because it gets going straight away. We start off, yeah, with none other than a giant fucking lizard in a lab coat chasing some rednecks through a swamp.
As you do.
It's not typical Spider-Man, because it's not set in New York as well. This is in Florida. He's terrorizing people.
A giant lizard, but it talks.
It walks like a man.
well, what is it?
It's a fucking, the lizard is better dressed than them.
It really is, Anna. It's sweet friends, man.
Like, the first thing, as any red-blooded American does, is shoot the lizard.
Of course.
And the bullets bounce off it, they don't stop, and the lizard's screaming, and he chases them out of the swamp. They're gone. The rumors spread like mad. It's a huge story, man. There's a fucking huge lizard man. It's not just a massive alligator. It's a lizard man. And it's all throughout the media. It spreads. And of course, it's a big story in New York. Because what isn't a big story in New York, mate? Spider-Man overhears this on patrol. And he checks out a newspaper because, you know, it's downtime for Spidey. He checks it out. And there's a big challenge on the front page. The Bugle is challenging Spider-Man to defeat the lizard. Of course. Because of course.
Just wanted to make sure that he tests his mettle.
Oh, J. Jonah Jameson needs to get that. No, he needs to keep the sales up, don't he?
Oh, of course.
But yeah, the lizard's in Florida. So Spider-Man thinks of heading down to Florida to defeat him. I'm not sure how the logistics of this, really.
With what money is he doing this?
Wow. As a narrative will guide you here, Brad. It will take the story into... it will slowly push it onto the way it needs to go. Because Peter Parker asked J. Jonah Jameson to pay him to go down and get photos of the lizard. Of course. Oh, it's laughed out of the office.
Of course.
it's all a ruse to sell newspapers. J. Jonah Jameson doesn't care about the lizard and he doesn't care about Spider-Man. He does care about Spider-Man. He's very angry about the existence of the Spider-Man. But he just wants to sell papers by mentioning the lizard. It's nothing serious.
I just feel that whenever anyone actually sees Peter Parker, like, as soon as they see him, they just erupt out into laughter and just laugh at him. Constantly, just like, all you need to do is just walk into a room and it's like start laughing at him.
He does erupt into screaming fits whenever he's around of laughter. They don't stop, do they?
They really don't. Just constant punching bag.
Every time, every single time, it's just jokes at his expense. And
the thing
I mean,
it's not like Peter Parker doesn't have a lot going for him. I mean, clearly his uncle's just died and his mum and dad and about. But he's a very smart kid. You know, he's clearly got some smarts to him, family that love him. Why can't he make friends? Like, I don't understand.
It's a situation that happens, isn't it? You know, you hear a load of popular people, you know, all the actors and stuff, they didn't really have a great time at school. I find it hard to believe that there's, you know, musicians out there who had an excellent time at school. Usually it's the most talented people who are quite quiet and do get bullied.
Yeah, that's true.
So, not saying that bullies can't be a success of themselves, because they probably get the big jobs in like CEOs and stuff, and they're complete psychopath bankers and stuff. But, you know, alas, it's the dynamics of high school. But yeah, and you know, high school is not the end, so
yeah,
you know, it'll be over. It'll be over, and you'll go and do incredible stuff, and that's what Peter Parker hopes he'll be doing, I guess, at high school.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to, but like, could you imagine if you was to see a superhero doing these heroic acts, and then he takes off his mask, and he's just a kid.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm not sure of his age around. I think it'll be 17 or 18. At this point, I'm not too sure because it's high school, and I'm not clued up on the boundaries of age in high school. But
probably
I know it's
about 17,
like kind of university.
Because Flash drives a car and that, so obviously of age.
It'll be 17, 18. It's there. It's there in that round. I thought he was 15 or 16 because of the films and stuff, but I think it's more 17, 18, a bit older. He's still a kid, I guess. Back in when this was made, you know, we kind of look at 17 and 18 as being quite old. When it's in the 60s, you were still a child until you were about 34.
I don't know about that. It's like some people are like, wait, you're 16, you haven't got a house or a job yet.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it seems like back in the day that you weren't even responsible for things until you had like six kids or grandkids, even. You know, you had the whole family and you weren't kind of treated like an adult. I guess that's something Peter Parker doesn't really have to look forward to, because he doesn't really have much of a family. It's just him and his aunt. That's it. I was going to say uncle, but he's not there.
Too soon.
He famously passed away in the first episode. Rest in peace, Uncle Ben. Pour one out, everyone. If you've got a drink, pour it out into your mouth, ideally, not all over the floor. Betty, who was introduced in the last episode kind of as a sidebar, you know, J. Jonah Jameson's secretary, says, I wish your story got funded, Peter, because it was cool. But yeah, she's the only person showing any kind of real sympathy for
him. I'm surprised he didn't just instantly ask her out there and then on the spot.
Yeah, fucking straight away. He's like, would you marry me? Straight away. But yeah, Peter decides to learn more about lizards naturally, because if you're going to tackle a lizard, you need to know
lizards. I suppose
he's
learned from his last encounter with Otto Octavius, how he almost died.
Yeah, I mean, octopus knowledge wouldn't really help you, Dr. Octavius, Dr. Octopus even. But I don't know, because in this universe, I'm expecting a lizard to be a man with lizard powers, not necessarily an actual lizard.
That's a good point.
Know what I mean? So I guess learning more about lizards, I get it. Not too sure on the logistics of the whole thing. I mean, evaluate your price, see what it is before you start doing the research. You need to know a bit about it to know the direction you're going. If you're going to learn about lizards, that's, you know, if something out of the ordinary happens, that's your fault.
If all he's got to go on is hearsay and rumours, and they're just saying that he looks and sounds like a giant lizard, then I suppose you probably could do with, you know, learn a little bit about lizards.
I wouldn't hurt, would it?
Even if that knowledge doesn't come in power, who doesn't like learning about lizards?
I like learning about reptiles. Exactly. I think they're very fun. Very fun animals. Yeah, they're
very interesting.
Peter Parker heads to the museum to learn more about lizards, but he detects something strange, obviously having spider sense. Two men walk in, spot him like staring directly at them, and they head off. Flash Thompson and Liz, who are at the museum, are instantly caught up in a hostage situation revolving around these two men when these men panic during a heist of a ruby that's at the museum. So these two men walk in, kind of go for a ruby, get it, and there's a hostage situation involving Flash Thompson and Liz there. And that's what Peter was kind of detecting in the first place, something strange going on. He changes into Spider-Man and knocks these criminals out, because that's what Spider-Man does best, man. He deals with those easy criminals like that, man. They're breakfast.
Breakfast, yeah.
Breakfast, lunch and dinner, man. Easy. Easy peasy. Knocks the criminals out. And Flash is all, you know, giving it the big un. But Liz ignores him while she preaches the good word of Spider-Man. She's got a crush on the Spider-Man. Ironic.
How very ironic.
Now, after what happened in the last episode, when she only went on like, a date with the actual Spider-Man, unbeknownst to her, because he asked her 20 times. You know, how these things turn around, mate. You know, it's irony.
It's almost as though there's like some sort of double standard.
It's almost like this has been written like this for a reason.
Almost.
You know, almost. But Peter can't get the lizard out of his head, so he heads to Jameson as Spider-Man. Commits another crime. I'll get into that straight away. Definitely commits another crime here. Because he heads to Jameson, puts the spider light on, you know, the world famous spider light at this point, he signal with his belt, puts it on Jameson's desk, so he starts screaming.
I don't know about world famous. I didn't even know Spider-Man had a spider signal until I started reading these comics.
Me either. It's just a tool. It's just something. It's something. And he shines it through Jameson's desk, webs his hands, and attaches J. Jonah Jameson to his desk. So he's basically assaulted his boss in the Spider-Man uniform. And what he asks for, his demands are, send the photographer to Florida so you can see me beat up the lizard. And he's like, yes, okay. So what else, you know, what else are you going to say when you web to a roof?
That's straight up blackmail.
That's, add that to the long list of growing crimes.
I mean, I kind of understand where JJ is coming from. If I was being harassed by this guy, I would definitely try to somehow slander him with every sort of power I had.
Oh yeah, go for it every single opportunity. It wouldn't be a joke, mate. Every single time. I
feel sorry for JJ as well, because he's minding his own business at his desk. And then
he's not doing anything wrong. Let's put it that way. He's not doing anything wrong at all.
Nothing.
He's not done nothing to him. But there's a catch, mate. Peter, the whole deal's agreed. J. Jonah Jameson's going to send a photographer down to Florida. There's a catch. Jameson is going with him. So road trip. Road trip already. Two boys, lads on tour.
That makes, it makes no sense.
Oh, he has to go with him, you know. Check his, you know, junior partner, you know, the junior member of staff is not going to be killed and ripped apart by a lizard man in Florida. So I guess there's a bit of responsibility. He does have to ask Aunt May's permission, of course, but the two are off with Jameson demanding a winning story for all of this effort.
That does make sense, to be fair.
Peter needs more information once he gets to Florida. He spots that noted reptile expert, Dr. Curtis Connors, who lives near the Everglades swamp where the lizard is kind of active. So once they arrive, Peter heads off to, quote-unquote, buy some film. That's as far as J. Jonah Jameson knows. What he's really doing, changing into his costume, running straight for that swamp boy.
Straight there, man.
He's going to fight that lizard. But he detects something is off when he's there, mate. But he isn't he's not the first to detect something. Someone's been tracking him since he stepped foot in there. The lizard has been stalking him from underneath the water.
Oh my God.
Of course. The lizard drags him underneath the water. They have a little bit of a scrap, and the lizard's terrified. I mean, don't want to fight like a crocodile man underwater, because they do that death roll, don't they? Yeah. They kind of grab you and kind of spin, and your limbs flying everywhere. And this is a limber little boy. You know, he's 18. Fighting a muscly ass lizard, scaly bastard.
Yeah, of course. And he takes him by complete surprise as well.
I'm saying lizard should have killed him there. That's a loss. The lizard. Spider-Man should be dead. That's it. Underwater. Teeth ripped apart. Dead. There should be no excuse. I don't know why.
Yeah, Spider-Man is very, very lucky to escape from that. The lizard could have easily killed him.
It should be over. In that. I mean, he's underground. Spider-Man escapes by kind of getting some of that sea, you know, that swamp bed mud and smashing it into the lizard's face and kind of dragging himself out like Weezy. Like, you know, when you're into like a game like Super Mario and you've got no breath left, you get to the surface and he's just like gasping forever. He heaves and dry heaves. That's what Spider-Man's like. He's with Lizard and Spider-Man get a breather and they both kind of run off and get into a bit of, you know, the scraps over. Lizard goes, come on, man, this is my domain. You've got no place in the swamp. because I win here. But he's heard that before, mate. The Vulture's told him that. Dr. Octopus has told him that. And he's done the both of them.
To be fair.
So what's he going to do?
I'm not going to lie. Home field advantage, Lizard Man. Like, just...
Yeah, this is the lizard's home. This is his domain. If you're not going to mess with a lizard, you don't want to fight the lizard in heated tanks, the homes of lonely people, or a swamp.
Exactly. I mean, at the end of the day...
Because lizards thrive.
Spider-Man hasn't got any tall buildings to swing from. He's just trees everywhere.
Trees, you know, it's humid as fuck. He's sweating. I'm not sure. It's like a giant bathtub.
No, it's got that breathable fabric, man.
I'm not sure how much that helps you when you can't breathe. You know, if you can't breathe in the first place. But yeah, man. Now you get into a scrap again. He tries to knock the lizard out. It's his successful technique. You know, that one punch, that one hit knockout.
One punch.
That's his signature move so far. But as he dodges a tail swipe, Spider-Man latches on and realizes that this lizard thing, it isn't a costume. The geezer's actually a lizard. It's not a costume.
You feel those scales against his skin.
Yeah. And with a scream of suffering spider webs, Spider-Man is literally launched across the swamp by the lizard. Across, like, into the air, gone.
It's gone. Like Team Rocket.
Yeah. Yes, Spider-Man is blasting off again. He takes to the air, mate. He uses this downtime, I'll call it, to figure out the location of Dr. Connors, because he needs a lizard expert stat. He finds this kind of building, you know, where Connors would live, but a woman is crying inside. Spider-Man goes, come on, there's a lizard man running around. You need to get out of here, lady.
Like, now.
You know, there's a fucking huge crocodile. I'd be screaming, like, God, no! You couldn't get any sense out of me if that was happening. And he's like, yeah, there's a massive lizard running around. And she looks at him, turns her head slowly with tears dropping out of her eyes. She laughs him off. You don't understand. And Spider-Man's like, what? Time for stories, mate. Time for a bit of stories.
Time for depth, man.
The lizard is none other than Dr. Connors, the lizard expert of the swamp.
Damn, son.
Kurt Connors, Dr. Connors, was a surgeon who had lost his arm in the war. Instead of letting this bring him down, as any good person would do, he turned his passion for medicine into one for science and became a reptile expert. And that's not uncommon, you know. People with, like, scientific passions, and if they're, like, medicine, go into different branches, so it wouldn't be uncommon for someone to go into, like, reptile science and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, makes sense. Especially when you think about why he was researching reptiles as well.
Exactly. He realizes that reptiles, some certain species of them especially, can regenerate lost limbs. So can you guess where that's going at all?
Definitely.
He shows off his experiments to his wife and son, and they're amazed. They're like, you're an incredible person, and this is such a great thing to do. And he creates a formula and tests it on a rabbit, which is like missing a limb, and it grows the limb back. So what he does, you know, the test is done, he drinks a formula, and voila, his arm pops out, massive, it's there, it's fresh, it's regenerated, the experiment's worked. But it's worked too well. Scales cover his body. He becomes a literal lizard. You know, the DNA takes over. He sprints off, smashes down the walls and runs off, and then only returns to his family home later to fix himself, but he fails. He leaves a note telling his wife and son to run off and never come back, and he's literally weeping. I'm not sure how lizards can cry. I think the DNA should have eradicated that kind of function from it.
I suppose you can't have all lizard. You can't have all man.
I've left the artwork there, mate, and it's literally weeping. Do you know them? That's a terrible Super Mario film. It looks like one of them. Like...
Take belly leave. Never come back. It's just a tiny little teardrop. The thing is, if he's sane enough to come back and fix himself, and sane enough to, like, write a letter, why is he shouting at people to leave the swamp?
It kind of comes onto something later where it's kind of, like, taken over him. So I guess it's, like, the human bit fighting with his lizard bit, like the, you know, you have that primate brain and lizard brain. His two are literally, you have the lizard brain is called the amygdala, and you have the monkey brain, which is a different bit of primate brain. And his are literally in active warfare, is what I've kind of gathered from it so far. I think there'll be more exposition down the line to, you know, reattach us to what we know of the lizard in the future. But right now, it's kind of like, it is definitely fighting with him.
Yeah, these characters have got a lot of depth to them as well. Like, comparative to like, the chameleon or the Vulture, when it first started, it was like there was nothing really to them. But now, Doc Ock and Kurt Connors, they've both got reasons to be who they are.
Yeah, it's genuinely quite incredible what they've done with these two, and I think it's a massive turnaround. It's not that the others were bad, because they were fun as hell. The Vulture especially was really fun, especially to read and talk about. But the Lizard is kind of deep, and it's actually really sad, whereas, you know, Dr. Octopus was scary. The Lizard's scary, but it's quite sad. No, he just wanted to make the world a better place, and he ended up fucking himself up. He looks like a really fucked up Squirtle, a Squirtle who's had a really bad life. Like, alcoholic, drug abuse, 50-pack a day, man. Fucked up.
Hey, kid, want to buy some rare candies?
He's a Squirtle from the original Pokemon cartoon who has the sunglasses. That's who he becomes when he grows up, that asshole Squirtle. All the Squirtles get jobs, they all do good stuff, but the one Squirtle has to be an asshole, and he ends up doing the bad things. Don't take drugs, kids, because you turn into the Lizard, and nothing goes well for him at all. So this story is interrupted, mate, by a scream, an ear-piercing scream. Billy Connors, the son of Kurt Connors, had escaped to look for his missing dad during the time his mom was speaking to Spider-Man, but now he's cornered by a snake because it's a swamp and there's all this nasty shit around. Spider-Man swings off to find him, but the Lizard is approaching Billy Connors. As he moves in for the boy, Spider-Man manages to snatch Billy from the grasp of the Lizard and faces off with him. The scream of Billy's mother sends the Lizard off crying again. So we're emulating Peter Parker here. I won't lie, there's a lot of tears.
Yeah. A lot of tragedy, mate.
A lot of tears. So back at Connors' lab, Spider-Man, obviously the incredibly smart Peter Parker, whips up a formula to try and fix where Kurt Connors went wrong, because Kurt Connors, you know, is a surgeon. He's not a massive, you know, he's not a biological chemist in the same manner as Peter Parker, whereas Peter Parker knows all of that kind of stuff. It's what he's training in, whereas Kurt Connors seems to be some kind of medic going into reptile science, not specifically biological science. So Spider-Man whips up a formula to help cure the Lizard, who's becoming less and less human by the second, man, we had it, because this shit is fucked up. What I'm going to hear. This is some real Lizard shit. The monster.
You know, it's really fucked up. I'm just imagining that, like, JJ sitting there at what I can only imagine to be the hotel, just wondering where Peter Parker's gone.
Ordered room service for two.
Ordered room service, yeah, for two. His meal's getting cold. So it was, I fly Peter out here to get this picture of Spider-Man, and he's gone to go get some film, and where the hell is he? Just nowhere to be seen.
That's the best thing, is because that is genuinely what I believe to be happening as well. When I was reading this, is exactly what I thought. He's like, he has left J. Jonah Jameson behind. He's left his boss behind, whilst his boss has went out on a limb here. I mean, his boss is an asshole, we've established that, but he's took him down on all expenses paid trip to get some photos, and he's run off for Spider-Man.
It'd be a freelancer's dream, that would, really. To be like, right, I'm going to fly you to this place to get these very exclusive photos, and I'll then pay you for the photos as well. That's like, that'd be great. Here's Spider-Man thinking about getting these photos and that.
He's living the freelancer's dream. I mean, his pay might not be great. It certainly was when he got the Vulture. I managed to pay the rent off for ages and get a fucking kitchen installed. But alas, you know, he's been a bit of a fuckhead here.
Definitely.
Has to be said. But yeah, Spider-Man kind of well, before that happens, actually, the Lizard kind of breaks in when Spider-Man's making a formula. I think the Lizard's heading back to the lab to try and fix himself again, but he sees Spider-Man there because he's getting turned into a fucking Lizard brain. He's getting real angry. He batters Spider-Man and runs off again. Spider-Man chases him into the swamp with the antidote and tracks him to a small base in the swamp where he takes photos of something quite disturbing, mate. The Lizard.
Oh, so he's actually getting the photos?
Yeah, he's actually getting the photos now because he's just seen the fucking Lizard try to manufacture a crocodile.
On the artwork, he's actually taking the photos with a camera as well, not just that Dick Height camera, but an actual camera.
I'm not sure if they're the same thing at this point. I think is it detachable?
I mean, this thing is like, it's got a lot of gadgets, man. It's a camera, it's a belt buckle, it's the spider signal torch. I don't know how else to phrase that, but this thing is multi-purpose, man.
So, I'm not sure why he hasn't run off upon seeing the lizard literally speak to alligators.
It's a good point.
That's terrifying, and adding a lot of weight to the theory of reptilian overlords. He's speaking to Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and the Queen there. But and he's like, we'll be the first, we'll be the rulers of the earth. And I think David Icke saw this and went, this is the book series. No one, everyone will think I'm crazy. But this is, I've seen this happen. And I was in the Everglades swamp with Spider-Man and I saw a lizard man speak to a bunch of other lizard creatures. And there are reptiles running the world.
It's true. Lizard people do exist.
In the swamps of the Everglades, they might very well do. And Spider-Man, it's the way he speaks to them. He speaks to them like lesser lizards. He's like, I'll be the master. And I'm like, hang on a minute. Crocodiles were here before you. And they are more deadly than you.
Yeah, crocodile would straight killed Spider-Man.
It would straight kill the lizard.
Whatever. Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, and just because you can walk on two legs, man, don't mean the crocodiles won't learn too soon.
Well, as we established, these crocodiles already can walk on two legs and they can assimilate people. It's true, man.
But mate, Spider-Man's above and like an idiot, if the thing is hanging on, like ancient brick kind of crumbles and he falls onto the lizard and the lizard starts going for him again and he sets the crocodiles on him. And I don't think he expected that at all. Bit assaulted by crocodiles.
No, nobody expects the crocodiles.
He's really underdog here in this fight, by the way, because there are reptiles. There are a bunch of reptiles going for him and they will eat him. They won't just like go, oh, I'm going to hit you and throw you out the window. They're going to eat him.
Yeah, and it's not like he can just zip up to a building because, as we established, there's not much about other than broken ruins.
Yeah, but Spider-Man's got an advantage. He can manipulate the powers of gravity, basically, in the fact that he can fling himself to and fro. And in this fight, he is in the dog, as we've established. He's chased up to the top tier of this base. But that's where he thrives best, mate, when he's got height. Using the power of gravity, Spidey gets a drop on the lizard and flings the lizard downwards whilst they're kind of tussling at the top of this swamp-based castle thing. And he flings the lizard downwards whilst Spider-Man's plummeting down with the antidote on hand. He smashes the antidote right in the lizard's mouth, mate. Right in it.
Smashes it right in the...
Fist in it. It doesn't seem to work, though. After a few minutes of fighting, you know, the lizard's still the lizard. When Spider-Man's about to bite it, when the lizard's literally on top of him claws out, he starts dropping back and screaming and he's, you know, his skin's turning back to, you know, Kurt Connors' skin and he's back, the hair's there, the eyes are there. The nightmare's over.
So the crocodile's just like, all right, then I guess we're going. Yeah, cool.
Rubbing eyebrows.
We're off. Bye.
These human beings are smarter than we thought they would be. You let them wander in here and die. Are these guys real? Woo. Yeah, the nightmare's over. Kurt Connors, though, he's crushed by guilt. He asks Spider-Man to take him into the police. Spider-Man goes, hang on, you didn't actually break any laws. And I think he's right. I don't think there is a law that says you can't be turn yourself into a lizard. Is that a law?
No, I can't say.
Don't think
I don't think he's... Technically, no. No, he hasn't.
He hasn't broken any laws. But I would take him to the police anyway because it's a fucking danger.
Well, to be fair, at that point, Spider-Man should just hand himself in because he's the real danger.
Yeah, he has got an arrest warrant, let's be honest.
Well, let's put it this way. Right, Lizard, made out to be the bad guy, right? Committed no crimes. Spider-Man, supposed to be the hero, committed at least a handful.
We've got three
at least three.
No, we've got assault, domestic terrorism, and breaking and entry.
Yeah, those B&Es, man.
Interfering crime scenes. No, there's a lot going on, mate. It's not simple. But Kurt Connors has to be handed in, and Spider-Man goes, hang on, he didn't break any laws. Just keep this shit a secret. And I'm like, that's a bit strange.
Yeah, Spider-Man isn't exactly heroic.
If I'm him, I'd tell senior biologists about this to get Kurt Connors some serious
help. Yeah, to be fair, I'd go tell senior biologists as well, because it's like, this guy has done something nuts. Like,
this man belongs in a museum.
Exactly, like, he's this close. Just take it that extra, like, 2 steps, man. He's like literally on the touchline. Literally there, man. It's like 10 seconds less 10 seconds of play left, and he's just there. Just take it to a senior biologist.
When I was reading this, I thought, oh, that was sand from Spider-Man, but no, you said that, Brad. I'm genuinely upset with him that he didn't take him to actually get some serious fucking help, because that's a really dick of him.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm not going to arrest you, mate, but you can stay here and live your swamp hell for the rest of your life. J. Jonah Jameson, some closure here, mate. Peter returns to him, and J. Jonah's got the police scouring the town for him. You know, he's teared the fucking scene apart. He's like, where is he? Is he dead as a lizard ate him? Jameson, before Jameson can go, you know, tear him a new one, Peter hands him these incredible photos of Spider-Man battling the lizard, then the lizard creating a fucking reptile army and the New World Order and all that shit, the fucking Bilderberg group, all this fucking mad Illuminati shit that he's kind of obviously stumbled on with all these damn crocodiles and lizards around the lizard, listening to like their lizard king. You know what Jameson does, mate? He gets all the photos, tears them apart and chucks them away. Chucks them away. He says, how can you not know that I can spot fakes
what
a mile away?
Dickhead.
That's the story of the century.
What
that is.
Actual dickhead. And, he's literally looked at the photos and went, these are not dickhead. These are fake.
He's like, there's no lizard. You know, lizards walk on the floor. Like crocodiles.
These ones here. These crocodiles here. Yeah, that's right. That's how it really works.
Lizards can't speak, Parker. Well, yeah, they head home, disappointed, obviously. Peter Parker's thinking, do I even have a job now? But he's confident still. He managed to save, you know, I mean, we do look down on what he's done, not helping the biologists about, but he has saved a family, he's saved someone's life as well. So, newly confident, mate, he calls Betty to ask for a date.
Oh, damn.
But halfway through, he doesn't do it. He slams the phone down just as she's about to answer and then calls Liz and asks for a date instead. Oh, damn.
What? No, what? Peter, no. No, Pete.
She rejects him, yeah. She rejects him because she's waiting for Spider-Man to come back. And of course, just his luck. Just his luck, mate. The issue ends with a silhouette of Spidey's first true rival. He's back, mate.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's back. We'll be back. It's the Vulture's back.
That bald head.
Yeah, I don't know how he managed to get back. Jail should be a secure place. So whatever they've done, letting a mass supervillain run away, you know, he did put the city in danger. He stole a lot of diamonds. There was a number of assaults. He's fucking stank of shit. And he's in jail. And so I don't know how he's coming back, but it is teasing in the next issue he'll be back. So yeah, that's a lizard, mate. That's issue 6, episode 6 of Us. What did you think?
Sweetness, man. Our work was good.
That was a streamlined one, that was. I think that was very full fat as well. It was like a nice... It was fast and full.
Fast and full.
There was a lot going on, but I think we handled that well.
Start me running to the last orders at an all-you-can-eat buffet. Fast
yeah, no breaks. No breaks.
Like a Spider-Man story, I get from A to B real quick.
That was Lizard. Is he your favourite one
so far? Definitely. I enjoyed the... Yeah,
really?
So far. I like the I like the fact that there's genuine character development there for the Lizard and Spider-Man. You know, he's still being an asshole. Like,
I think he was trying to genuinely help, but it was really, it's like helping someone really badly.
I still don't quite understand his whole stance on the thing, because he's, so far, he's still not really a hero. Not really.
It's like, oh, you're a lizard? Okay, that's fine. Just, if someone could turn into a lizard at almost will, I'd really want to maybe put them down out of the misery.
Yeah, if you had that power.
I'd be thinking he could just turn into a lizard any time and tear his family apart.
Yeah, he's...
Maybe he needs some serious fucking help. genuine serious help.
He's just sort of like, just go, as long as you don't do it again. And then Kurt kind of just like, oh, you.
Yeah, you naughty lizard boy.
Oh, you Spider-Man.
You naughty little lizard. Patting him on the head.
Yeah.
Feeding him fucking dragonflies.
Lizard bites.
Yeah, oh. But maybe the lizard's the real hero of this one. Managed to be a lizard and not kill anyone.
Didn't break any laws.
He was plotting world domination.
That is a good point. I suppose that is... That's
not a crime.
Well, technically...
Plotting it is.
Conspiring a terrorism plot, that's...
But we don't know if the reptiles he was speaking to weren't already in charge in the government. We don't know if that was their real form. You know, the whole reptilian stuff. It could have been the real people, you know, it could have been speaking to Hillary, everyone, all the world leaders there.
Mate, you just got to follow the breadcrumbs, man. That ancient ruin, that was quite clearly some sort of Aztec temple. You link that on to the Mayans, and boom, you got lizard people in charge.
We got conspiracy theories here, and Spider-Man could have stumbled on the greatest one of all if he'd only stuck around a little bit, I feel, you know. And if you're in Florida, if you're listening to this, you know, we got a bunch of listeners in America. If you're in the Everglades, go looking. I wouldn't go looking too deep. Carry a few guns because there are crocodiles in there.
Mate, we already established in that comic that those lizards people are bulletproof.
You are right. You are genuinely right. There's nothing you can do. Run. They are taking over.
If you live in Florida, get into the basement, bunk yourself down. Tinned goods are good for at least about 3 or 4 years. You know, get yourself all locked up because the lizard people are coming and it will happen one day.
Fucking bunker down because they're stronger than you and they are almost as smart as you. They don't have any emotion. There is zero emotion in these.
I don't know, that lizard man did shit one tear.
But that was his primate brain fighting back. Not all of them have it. Crocodiles don't have that. So that's a lizard man. That's another big villain in. And yeah, I've been James Rushton. That's been Bradley Hughes. You can catch us at Spidey Podcast.
Honestly, throw a rock, you'll find us.
Yeah, like the lizards in the Everglades swamp. If you are bound to throw anything out there, you'll hit some kind of reptile thing. So yeah, we're everywhere. We always enjoy speaking to people on Twitter. People interact with us. So yeah, at Spidey Podcast, get in touch. And we'll catch you soon. Goodbye.
See you later.